Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 202, we're going to talk about how to avoid slow periods in your WordPress website. Our listeners may think, man, they just did this topic a couple of days ago. And the reality is we, a couple of days ago, we did cover a topic of how to get web design business when things are slow. But we're going to talk about what you can do to avoid those slow times proactively today in today's episode. So, Tim, do you want to kick us off?
Absolutely. So one thing, as David mentioned, we just covered it in episode 199, how to get web design business when things are slow. So if you're listening to this and things are slow, go back and listen to that one. If you want to be more proactive to avoid the slow ones, that's what this one is about. So sales funnel pipeline is the number one way to avoid slow periods. If you have a pipeline and you have business coming in that you're working on, leads that you're working on, then you can avoid some of those slow periods. So a lot of times what happens with web design and other service businesses out there is it's kind of feast or famine. You have a ton of work, so you're so busy grinding away that you don't work your pipeline. And so you don't have any new business coming in. You're not working on getting business. And so then you have that lull and you have that, you know, roller coaster effect, the ups and downs. And so if you're constantly networking, getting yourself out there, working the pipeline, touching base with people that have expressed interest, then you're going to avoid some of those slow periods.
Yeah. And over time, what's going to happen to you is you're going to know what your close ratio is. You're going to know how many people you need to talk to close a sale, to earn the revenue that you need to earn. So, you know, if you close, you know, two out of every 10, you know, companies that you talk to, and you've got 10 companies in your pipeline and stuff, you can kind of start to get a pretty good idea of what it's going to take for you to close business and stuff, and what numbers you need to keep in that pipeline and funnel and stuff. Great tip, Tim. Number two on our list of how to avoid slow periods is referrals. You know, referrals is probably a web developer's best friend. As you get into your web developer journey, you're going to start realizing that once you get established and you're really good at what you do, you're not really going to have to be doing a whole lot of cold calling and reaching out and stuff. Business is going to find you. You know, people want to, you know, when they go to make an investment in something like a website, they reach out to their friends. They want to know, who'd you use to build your website? You know, because it's not a cheap expense typically. This is typically a significant investment for a business. So they don't just randomly do it. They reach out to their peers, their family members, friends to get feedback on, you know, who they should use. So referrals is a huge way.
Absolutely. The next one and final one on our list today to how to avoid the slow periods in your WordPress web design business: SEO/content marketing. So basically getting a steady flow of organic traffic from the search engines. Now, again, this is a long-term play. This doesn't happen overnight. You have to be proactive and do work consistently by producing great content that's going to bring the right types of people to your website. We've done past episodes on content marketing and the things that you should be blogging about to help you get that organic traffic. But if you're not already doing this, you should do this so that you can help to avoid those slow periods in your business.
Great episode, Tim. Episode 202 in the books. Tomorrow we're going to talk about 5 reasons you should use easy digital downloads for digital products. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.